The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And our expert is on Boat Smart. Stefan Schmidt is here with us from Georgetown Technical, a marine services instructor there.
Yep.
Good morning, Stefan. It's great to have you.
Good morning. Been a weird week this week. I haven't been to work this week yet, so.
Well, you're not going to get a whole lot of sympathy from me. Yeah, I've been to work all week this week.
I did do some fun stuff, so we'll talk about that a little bit.
You're bored, though. I can just tell. He's bored. He's itching to get back now. Yeah. I can tell.
So Monday, we go back to school. We're on spring break right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll talk a little bit about all that and what we got planned for the rest of the year. It's going to be kind of crazy as we go into the new end of this year into the new school year, which is happening pretty quickly.
It's hard to believe, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. It's really hard. Your year has gone by so quickly, and it's just, but we got a lot done, and we got good numbers, so we're happy about all that, you know. So you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. You can call or text that number, and we're more than happy to take any of your questions or comments or anything like that. We got some few calls last week and things, mm-hmm. So give us a call, 850-437-1620. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. Okay, and that's a great place to go to see what the motors and things they have in stock. So you can go over and check out the KeyMarineCenter.com. You can check out the engines they have in stock. They have the general updates on the products that they have, maybe consignments. You can also check them out on Facebook as well. So remember, the Key Marine right now has specials going on their repowers. You can get an extended warranty. Up to 3 years with these for little or no cost. So you need to check them out on that. So when you repower, you get extended warranty, a factory extended warranty. That is not an aftermarket extended warranty. So basically it extends your warranty on the engine that you purchased from them. And it's all their products, the Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki product as well.
Boy, so, that's phenomenal. Take advantage of that now because we're getting ready to put the boats back in the water.
Yeah, so everybody's getting ready to do that.
This is the time. It's
that time of year again, you know, so it's pretty exciting. I did get an email from them. I checked my phone for that and see what they told me this morning. They said they have Mercury's ranging for, they just got them in, Yamaha and Mercury's ranging from 40 horsepower to 150. They have generators. They have the EF2200IS Yamaha generators, normally retail for $1,300. They're selling them for $600.
Whoa,
so
that's
you know what
great.
Happens when we start getting the boating season. What other season do we get into? The hurricane season.
I don't like that word.
That's coming on, right? So
avoid
a generator
that word.
May be a good opportunity to buy a generator at a real good price. They're blowing them things out. I bought a Honda generator last year, and it was over $1,200 for about the same size generator. So this is a great deal, and I would trust that Yamaha generator all day long. So
that's
yeah,
a great
600
deal.
Bucks for that EF2200IS generator. It's a good deal on that. So check them out. 40 horsepower to 150, both in Yamaha and Mercury products. So it's a good time to go out there and take care of getting your motor back on your boat. So.
Okay, well, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. You can text in your questions at 850-437-1620. We've already got a question for you for Boat Smart. Here's the question. Can my Yamaha gauge be calibrated to match the hours on the ECM? I have no idea what they're talking about.
So the ECM is going to be your actual running time.
Oh, okay.
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 If you have an hour meter on your boat, it typically is key on time, so there's a difference. So mm-hmm. If your key is on, your hour meter on your boat typically will run key on hours.
Okay.
But your gauges, if you have digital gauges or anything that's connected to your ECM, it will be your actual engine running hours, not key on hours.
Okay, so it can't be calibrated?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, and... Yeah, I would rely on a scan to make sure that, and if you have a digital gauge, you can always look on your digital gauge, see what many hours you have on your engine and that stuff. Nowadays, they're so sophisticated, they'll tell you when it's time to do a service, too. Mm-hmm. So they'll let you know, the engine will say, hey, it's time for a service. You got 100 hours on your motor, and or 300 hours or whatever. But as far as calibrating or matching, depending on what hour meter they have on the boat, it's key on time versus actual engine running time.
Okay. Well, thanks for sending that question in. We've got another question for you, Stefan. Electric boat motors for big boats, ?
Yeah, you know, I know they're working on a lot of smaller horsepower stuff right now. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, it's will they ever get them to work on larger boats? I don't know if they ever will. There's too much drag, too much involved in there, you know, too much friction, if you will, you know, trying to get the boat to move. So typically they're working on smaller motors. The guys and women that are using lakes and stuff like that,
right.
You know, that kind of thing.
Maybe for lakes, but not necessarily for the ocean or the
ocean,
Gulf.
Ocean, river, yeah, you know.
So, well, good question, and he's got the answers for you, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, and I'm good with that. You know, if you want to put an electric outboard on there or whatever, you know, do it, you know. But you got to understand that so many factors are involved in that with the way boats perform versus cars or, you know, those kind of things.
Okay. Yeah. Well, have you got any tips now for us as we're getting into the season and what we need to be doing to get our boats ready?
I do have a tip, and the tip is we have a boat show coming up.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, it started today.
Oh, it did?
Yep.
That's right. You told
and
me
it's
that.
And it's the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show. Actually, I pulled up on this screen over here as well.
Uh-huh.
And it started today over at the Wharf in Orange Beach. And if I was going to go to any boat show in our area, this is the one I would go to.
Okay, that's and a high
matter
recommendation.
Matter of fact, we are going. I'm taking about 18 students over there tomorrow.
Oh, good for you.
So we're
going
to go over there tomorrow, and it's a great boat show to go to because it has all the product from our area, all the Panhandle, Alabama, probably Mississippi. Our general area, you're going to see product from all those areas right there.
Okay, that's great.
So the advantage of going to a boat show, there are several advantages to it, okay? So first of all, maybe you're looking to buy a boat and you've never been on a, you never had a boat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great opportunity to go and get on a boat and look at it, and you can compare boats to boats to boats, manufacturers and everything in one location.
That is pretty sweet.
You know?
Yeah, that sounds like a great thing.
So they have boats in the water.
Mm-hmm.
They will give you rides on boats. You can actually go out and test run boats as well.
So it's not just like in a convention center.
No,
no.
Oh, they have over 110 slips, I believe, maybe more of that, the water.
Okay. That makes
but they
it
have
totally
several
different.
Boats in the water. If you've never been to that boat show, you probably should go and see it. Even if you're not a boat enthusiast, just go check it out because they have things for everybody over there.
That sounds like a blast.
So it's a full weekend adventure, like going to the amusement park, and you get a few rides every once in a while, you know, I guess. It's only $15 to go in for the day. If you're going to do 2 days, it's $25 to go in for 2 days, you know. And kids that are 12 and under are free. So
that's a great thing to take the kids to.
Yeah, so I'm going to say I got 18 kids here. They all act like they're 12 and under.
Okay,
how about that?
Yes, that sounds good. I know some adults that act like they're 12 and under.
Exactly. So it's a great opportunity if you're looking for a boat or you have never decided, you can have – and you don't know if you want to do a center console, you don't want to do a deck boat or a pontoon or tri-toon or whatever.
Shop.
You get an opportunity to spend some time and go there and look at it.
Well, I love that you can actually go out on the water on one. I mean, I think you drive cars, why not boats?
I know that Yamaha will have 3 boats over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I love doing the boats because they have their latest products on their boats.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
You know, their Hellmaster systems and everything, all their radar, their night vision, all the stuff they have on these boats. And generally, they have captains, fishermen captains that are running their boats for them.
Mm-hmm.
They work for Yamaha, but that's their boat,
right?
That they have, and high end boats, beautiful boats, and they'll take people out on you. You have to go to the Yamaha booth, go up there and see Jeff Crane. He's working over there.
All right.
He's
tell
our
him,
area
tell
rep.
Tell him Stefan from Pep Talks.
Yeah,
Talk
tell
Center.
Him I sent. Yeah, definitely. If you go over there and you go to Yamaha or Mercury, either one of them, tell them that I sent you over there from Boat Smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
and,
do it.
Yeah. Be a name dropper. Right. Be a name dropper.
Hey, never hurts.
So,
you might get
yeah.
the first, get moved up to first in line.
Yeah. Just go up there and talk to them, and you can get out on the boat and see the product. So if you're thinking about buying a boat with that on it, you can go from I believe a single engine, twin or triples and quads. You got all kinds of varieties of boats. Different dealerships have boats over there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go over there and ride on their boats too.
Great.
And so that's the one of the advantages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other advantage that when you go to a boat show is they have special deals on all their products.
You're talking.
Not only with, you know, they may have some leftovers that they're trying to blow out and get rid of, you know, so they can bring the new product in,
mm-hmm.
right? They also have, you can take advantage of extended warranties and special financing, right?
Sure.
So they do financing at boat shows, and you can do all that on site.
Wow.
You know, all that can be done on site.
Well, it seems like the perfect opportunity to really shop.
It is.
And figure out what it is you want.
It is. You know, there are certain times of year when it's good to buy a boat and then good to sell a boat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's really good to buy a boat in off season. Okay. It's not good most of the time to buy a boat when you're in season because, you know, the demand is higher, right?
Sure.
But during boat shows, we're coming into the season,
mm-hmm.
right? And they are trying to move old inventory, get new inventory in, new product in. So they are willing to work with the older inventory, but also incentives to purchase new product, you know, new inventory as well.
Well, that's fantastic.
So it's a good opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, and go over and talk to them. I'd make a day of it.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Wharf Crew. There's so much going on. You got places
sure.
you can go eat. You
oh,
can
yeah.
you know, relax. You're on the water.
Yep. It's supposed
stuff.
To be beautiful this weekend in
yeah,
the 70s.
The weather's going to be 75 degrees tomorrow.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So
yep.
it's at the Wharf, and it's today, 10 to 6, Saturday,
yep.
10 to 6, and Sunday, 10 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
$15 daily pass, $25 3-day pass, kids 12 and under, enter free. You
yep.
can't beat that.
No, that's a good deal
that's
for a
really
full day
good
of fun,
deal.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Looking at boats and stuff. So.
I'm intrigued. I'm afraid if I go, I'd want to buy a boat, though.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You should buy a boat. Everybody should buy a boat.
Especially living
and
here,
and just go
right?
boating where I'm not. Right?
See, he knows. He knows.
Somebody posted a picture on Facebook the other day of a place they were doing a sunset or something.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, hey, I know that place. Don't be telling people about it.
Yeah, keep
know?
It a secret. That's
yeah,
right.
Too many
keep
people, you know.
Well,
I love people, but not all the time.
Yeah,
right?
That so, sounds like. So yeah. when are you taking your boat out?
So I am working on getting my boat and taking it out, but
uh-huh.
my boat has not been here for a while.
Oh, where has your boat been? I'm afraid to ask.
My boat's been in Indiana.
Really?
Yep. It had to have the deck had to be replaced on it because it was changing colors on me.
Oh.
So I'm working with the manufacturer, and they're taking care of me.
Okay.
It just took a period of time
mm-hmm.
for the boat to get up there, and it's headed back. It should be back on Tuesday.
Oh, good. Okay.
And I should have it back hopefully about a weekend or so.
Oh, good.
So I work with the dealership on that. That's another advantage. If you buy a brand new boat, if you have any issues, you know, you can work with a dealership and a manufacturer, and they can help you out,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I knew it was going to be a little bit of time, but I wasn't using it, you know, that much right now. Last time I used it was on the 1st of January for my New Year's Day run,
mm-hmm.
you know. But so it's up there. It should be coming back, hopefully Tuesday, and we'll get it back on the water pretty soon, I hope. So, yeah, that's
that
the plan
good.
Anyway.
All
I miss
right.
you. It's a feeling that you have when you don't get to get on the water. You know, it's
oh.
a bad feeling.
Kind of
you
got
to be on the water to just relax. You
yeah,
know?
Absolutely.
So, just to relax. So.
Talking with Stefan Schmidt this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel and Boat Smart this time every Friday. If you've got a question, call or text it in 850-437-1620. He is clearly our expert on boats. That's why it's called
I try
Boat
to
Smart.
Be. I try to be. You know, you got to continue to learn. You got to continue to absorb new things. I was speaking with a buddy of mine who was in the marine industry,
mm-hmm.
and he just recently retired, and he was talking about technology, and he don't like technology, you know, and I do.
Mm-hmm.
I like technology, and you have to stay up with that if you're going to deal with these products that we have nowadays,
oh,
right?
Sure. So, everything's changing all the time.
Yeah, it's always changing, and mm-hmm. you have to stay up with it, and especially computers and laptops and stuff like that, and understanding how all that works and how they communicate with each other. And if you don't know it, you're going to get lost.
Right.
You're going to get lost.
Right.
So, you know, I like technology. A lot of times I think I wish this technology was like this 20 years ago, but I don't know if that's good or bad. You know, you got to look back and say,
mm-hmm.
imagine how much we've, you know, I'm 62 years old, and think about how technology has changed from the time that I was in high school and
oh.
breaking into the marine industry and
When I was in high school, we were passing notes. There were no texts or anything. There were no cell phones.
It's crazy how much things have changed.
Different, so different. Yep. But true for boats, too, because I'm, cars, I'm from the days you had a key.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything is changing now, so.
Exactly, exactly. So I took a little trip this week. I went up to, I waited for that weather to clear up, and it wasn't, it was bad for some areas, but we were lucky here. So I headed out Sunday morning. I went up to Gunnersville, Alabama.
Where is that?
And that's up in North Alabama. It's right there at the Alabama-Tennessee line, kind of nestled into the mountains area where the Tennessee River is a lake. It's Gunnersville Lake. Beautiful up there. I call it God's country. You know, it's just a beautiful place where mountains meet water, you know.
Nice.
Curvy roads, all the good stuff that's up there. And I went up to visit my best friend, Joe King. He's the one that retired out of the marine industry. And I went up there to visit him, and I was hanging out. But I also had an opportunity to see Jeff Kilgore. If you remember, Jeff Kilgore was our Mercury representative for Mercury Marine.
Right.
And his area is no longer here, so I don't get to see Jeff anymore. So I was up there, and I knew he lived in that area. I didn't realize how close. So I sent him a message, hey, I'd love to meet with you, you know, and he talked about dinner or lunch or whatever. So I made plans to meet him that morning at Cracker Barrel as I was leaving town.
Right.
So I met with him and talked to him and had an opportunity to chat for a while and just enjoyed the visit. And while we were there, there was a place up there called Freedom Marine. And I had a student come from Freedom Marine. His dad sent him from North Alabama, Gunnersville, for me to train him. His name's Eli. Eli came down, and I trained Eli up and got him a job, not back at Freedom, but he started working in this local area. But again, he went back to Freedom. So Jeff and I went back to Freedom over there and visited with Eli.
Oh, how fun.
So that was pretty cool.
How great to see you.
And he got married and, you know, all the stories. And I had an opportunity to talk to his mom as I was leaving.
Oh, my goodness.
His dad wasn't there. His dad owned his mom and dad owns the facility, the place, Freedom Marine. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
You know, do typically bass boats and pontoon boats, you know, outboard stuff, right? And she was thanking me for how I changed him, you know, kind of thing. Got him there.
Doesn't that feel good?
Yeah, I like that. I mean, you know, it's just kind of neat, you know, when you get an opportunity to see someone
thriving.
That was in your class and they kind of moved up and stuff, you know. And
that's awesome.
And to see them, you know, successful in our industry.
Yeah,
right?
Successful
in industry. And Jeff Kilgore knew Freedom Marine because he actually helped with facilitate that place. He owned part of it, or
they were
partners in this dealership. And so he knew Eli when he's a little bitty boy.
Oh, gosh.
Right? So it's pretty cool.
That is cool.
You know, it's almost like a family thing in a way. You know?
Well, it's
and,
the industry.
To see these students, you know, grow up not only in the marine industry, but grow up as people, right, if you want to say it that way.
Yeah.
Or become different people.
Right.
You know, as you watch them grow up and get out into the industry.
Well, that's what's so special about what you do at Georgetown Technical College, because you're giving them something that they can do with their life, and it can change the trajectory of their life. When people have purpose and meaning, and especially, I believe, being of service, when you can help somebody with their boat, there's an element of service to that, of being there for people, making things better for them.
Yeah, and so many times when a student fixes something, I'll say, didn't that feel good? And it's a feeling, right? It's a feeling of feeling good about fixing a something.
Well,
you know?
Anytime you solve a problem, it always feels good.
Oh, yeah, no
That's
doubt
so
about
good.
It. So it's good, and so I enjoyed that time I had with Jeff, and it was short, but we had, you know, a good breakfast and, you know, at Cracker Barrel and just I ate the wrong things, of course, but, you know, hey, I was on a mini vacation, so
that's right.
It's okay.
That's okay.
It's okay. This is a call-in show, 850-437-1620. Give us a call or text. I got about 5 minutes left here, so we'd love to be able to help you out here on any questions or comments.
And we do have a question, and this one's pretty simple. We should have gone over this when we were talking about the wharf. The person says, I'm new here. They have a 202 area code in their phone. I think that's New York. I'm new here. Where is the wharf?
Okay, the wharf is in Orange Beach. It's on Canal, I believe it's on Canal Road. If you can actually Google Wharf Boat Show, Orange Beach, it will come up and it'll give you a map there and everything. So it is in Orange Beach.
Okay,
so it's easy to get to from here.
It's west of here.
Or Mobile, yes. It's between us and Mobile, Alabama.
It's not far, about an hour-ish?
It's 45 minutes from where we are now, Pensacola.
Okay.
Probably another 40 minutes from, you know, Mobile, Alabama.
And it's a big boardwalk. There's the Wharf Amphitheater there. They
there's
do
a marina there.
Year-round.
There's a Wharf Amphitheater there. They have restaurants.
Bars,
they have all kinds
everything.
Of cool
it's
stuff there.
It's
yes.
A fun place to go
so
to.
If you haven't, I like to go to the Wharf by boat a lot of times. We'll
Ooh,
go over there and just
fun.
Hang out.
Yes.
Love going over and have brunch. You know,
how fun.
Do a morning
yeah.
run or something. You know, so
I'm
I like
in.
To go over there
that
and just
like
dock
fun.
And go over there and hang out. So yeah.
Okay. So okay. hopefully that answered your question, and maybe we'll see you at the boat show tomorrow.
Yep.
Got another question in. This is a more technical one for Boat Smart. Is all four stroke oil synthetic?
Say one more time.
Is all four stroke, I guess four stroke engines,
mm-hmm.
oil synthetic?
I don't understand. Say one more time.
Is
I'm sorry.
All four stroke oil synthetic?
Okay. Are all four stroke?
Says, is all four stroke oil synthetic?
Synthetic, no. Okay, I got that. All right. So, a downfall to being a marine technician is your hearing, right? So, I
right.
have to get words. So, that we're, all right, I got it now.
And I probably need to enunciate better.
Yeah, that's okay. So, I can't hear consonants sometimes. That's
oh,
the problem.
Oh, there was a lot of
okay,
S's.
There were
in
a
there.
Lot of consonants in that question. So no, not all four-stroke oil is synthetic. So, you can choose. What you want to do. A lot of them are, and that's what they recommend.
Because is one better than the other?
Always synthetic is going to be better, in my opinion. And there's a time to use synthetic and a time not to. Time basically on time frames and stuff like that. Okay, how many hours you have on, how old is your boat and things like that when you swap over and that kind of stuff. So, yes, not all of them are, but the majority of them oils that they're going to recommend are going to be synthetic oils.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's, I think that's the answer to
yeah.
the question.
And the question, and also, but still your time frame, you know, I don't really think it's going to change your time frame like it does in a car.
Mm-hmm.
You go 3,500 miles on regular oil, 6,000 on, you know, synthetic oil in the boats and stuff. You're still changing your oils and stuff at, you know, the same 100 hours or once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still doing that. Okay. But also, you need to use, I highly recommend use OEM oil. If you have a Yamaha, use the Yamaha oil. Mercury, use Mercury oil. Suzuki, use Suzuki. Whatever they recommend, that's what I would put in my engine.
Okay.
I would not break from that. I wouldn't go to AutoZone and buy a synthetic and put it in my boat engine. I would not do that.
Okay. Great advice. Okay.
So, yeah. So, stick with the OEM oils.
Okay.
Okay.
So, we've got a couple minutes left.
Yep.
Anything you want to touch on, Stefan, this morning that we haven't gotten to?
Say again? I'm sorry.
Is there anything you want to talk about that we haven't?
No, everything else, you know, I'm on break. I'm having a real hard time today with my hearing, and I don't know why. Probably because I've been in the mountains.
You've been on vacation.
I've been on vacation. My ears aren't working right now.
You've checked out. You're
know,
not here.
Terrible.
And I'm glad.
It's terrible.
I appreciate
All right, so let's talk about this.
Off.
Let's talk about hearing protection. Okay?
Okay.
I do talk about that a lot in my
yeah.
class. Okay?
Well, that's a good
because
time.
Because students don't understand that. They're young people. They think mm-hmm. that, you know, and what happens if you don't wear hearing protection, you'll be like me, right? And your ears are going to ring all the time and you
mm-hmm.
can't hear consonants. And, you know, so wear your hearing protection.
Okay.
Okay? If you're around loud things, air tools and running engines, wide open throttle,
well,
that all that
stuff. That goes for radio people too. We
radio
all
people too,
yeah.
concerts
yep.
and all that stuff.
Yeah, you
so,
got it.
You know.
All
yeah.
right, so I've got about a minute or so left.
So we're going back to school on Monday.
Okay.
Okay. Looking forward to it. We're running into April. April, I will take some new students. I don't know who they're going to be yet. I'll have to look at that as I go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to rev up for summertime. So we're going to try to do a summertime class again. So I'm working toward that. So if you're not on the waiting list, you need to get on that waiting list because I'm working it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to figure out how many I can put in, who I can put in there. And I'll be the next week, I will be contacting people saying, hey, I got you on my waiting list. Come on into class. Let's get this thing going.
Now, how do they
go
about
the counselors, talk to the counselors, come by and see me,
mm-hmm.
make an appointment. I have a student that's coming to see me next week. I think it's Tuesday. And we're going to do a walkthrough and talk about their goals and stuff like that. So I do that as well.
Well, this is at George Stone Technical College.
Yep.
Where are you located?
We're located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola, right across from UPS.
Okay.
Easy to find. And you can also go to the website, georgestonecollege.edu. The chat feature is the best way to get a hold of me.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yep.
All right, so next week. So thank you for coming in on our
yep.
day off.
I'll tell you guys all about the boat show next week and what was there. And maybe if you're there, go see Yamaha, go see Mercury. Tell them you listen to Boat Smart. That's very important that you do that.
Okay?
Okay?
Very good.
All right.
The hours for the boat show, Friday, Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, 10 to 4.
Yep. I appreciate the text today. Thank you all very much. I hope I helped y'all out.
Thanks for coming in on your day off. We appreciate you being here. Stefan Smith with Boat Smart. He is our expert on Pensacola's expert panel.
I'll be back here next Friday.
All right.